And most probably the Malabas realizes that the money fell into the bread, and therefore it's considered a good sin. That's the way Rabbah learns. For Rabbah Malach, Rabbah will tell you no. Tekula Yalma Simon Osla Doris Lohevi Simon. That's Rabbah Shita. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam hold a Simon that's aiming to be trotted on is not called a good Simon. Now, the Ein Mavirin Aloichlin. Secondly, people do not trot over food like we had before. People are afraid. I mean, the Loch Ein Mavirin Aloichlin. If you see food on the street, you have to pick it up. You don't just step over it or leave it there. If so, nobody steps or moves around food. So then, what's the Machlokes then? V'yocha b'simen abom yelov kamiflagi. Tanakam is sova simen abom yelov lo yavi simen. The Balabas doesn't realize it. Rav Yehuda is sova heavy simen. Omer azvid mishmei derova. So the kids were coming out. We do not have a Machlokes tanoim between Rab and Rav. It's a private Machlokes if a simen or also a doris is heavy simen or not. Now the Gemara says, Omer azvid mishmei derova. Klola the avidosai. What's the klal of an aveda? In other words, when do we say it's called yish that you don't have to return it? Kivan the oma vele lechasar and kiss. As soon as we hear the owner saying, "Oy vele, I give up hope of ever finding it back, like I lost it already," is miyayish lemino. That's cool that the owner gave up hope was miyayish, and therefore whoever finds it afterwards is allowed to keep it. The oma rab zvid mishmei derovo hilchasa. What's the maskana? What's the locha? That kikras rishus rabim. If you have bundles of wheat in rishus rabim, harei l'shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Because it has no simin, so you're allowed to keep it. No simin of makom, because it gets kicked around. But Rishus HaYochid, if you find these bundles of wheat, Rishus HaYochid, it depends. E derech nefil, if it's time you see that the owner dropped it, he doesn't know where he dropped it, harei l'shaloi, then avadi, you have a right to keep it. Because there's no simin of a makom, the owner won't realize where he dropped it. But e derech hanocho, if you see that the owner put it down, if so, the makom will be a simin, the owner will be able to say where exactly he put it down. Then the locher is noita, you have a right to take it right now. O machwas, and you pronounce later that you found it. So what do you have a right to take it for? Why don't you leave it there? If the owner left it there, the chur, you should leave it for him. So Rashi explains, you shouldn't leave it there, because shema yomotza makam, you have to be afraid maybe your guy will find it. V'yitlam, and he'll take it. V'shema shich shachram habaylim. And you have to be afraid, maybe not the pshat, the Bailam left it there, like to lose, but the Bailam just forgot it there. The owner wants it back. So therefore, you have to pick it up and return it to the owner. Whereas if you could tell he put it down there, then we say he wasn't miyayish, and also there's a simon of mokum. Later the owner will be able to tell you exactly where he lost it. So therefore you have to take it and return it. Now, v'zeh v'zeh b'dov v'shein by simon. Both the song about kikrois, b'shus rabim, it's mutter on him, it doesn't have a simon. But if you find these bundles of wheat, it has a simin, it's tied up a special way, it has special colors on it, that there's a simin, then we hold loishin of Rishus Rabim, for loishin of Rishus Yochid, bein derech nefilo, bein derech hanocha chayiv lahachris. That he passes, even though it's derech nefilo, still the owner is not miyayish. In other words, even though it's a simin osli doris, even though it's something that may be kicked around in Rishus Rabim, still we pass in simon osladoris, heavy simon. We hold it's called a good simon. Therefore, as long as there's a simon on these kikrois, you have to return them. We always say the owner is not miyayish. Now, right. The Mishnah says, if you find umach roize shodogim, you find a string of fish also. If you find a string of fish, you're allowed to keep it. For the Gemara Amai, why are you allowed to keep it for? Leheve kesha simon, the string of fish, you had to tie the fish onto the string. So there's a simon, how you tie it up. So let that be the simon. So therefore, like the owner's not miyayish. Samara says, no. The kitra de tzaydi. We're talking about the regular knot that a hunter ties it up with. The kuliyal mahochim ekatri. Everybody ties it up that way. Therefore, the knot is not called a good simon. For the Gemara's over the heaven, minyan simon. But listen, a string of fish could have 10, 20, 30. So let's say the amount should be a simon. Samara says, no. Also, we're talking about the minyana de shoven. We're talking about the normal string that everybody puts 10 fish on it. So the normal way when people catch fish, they put 10 on a string, so therefore a regular string has no simin, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Rosh Hashanah, he asked a question from Rosh Hashanah. Minyan have a simin, Allah have a simin. Let's say, in the case where it's not a normal to always have 10, you have different amounts. So now if you know, if you find one with 8, is that called a simin or not? Just the fact the owner could tell you how many of them he lost, is that called a good simin? The other side is no, we're afraid a person can just guess how many. That's not called a simin. That's the shalom. They're called the simon or not. All malu rasheshes. The sheshes said back to Nisu, we learned. Motzah kli kesef or kli nechayshes. If you find a kli kesef or a kli nechayshes, if you find. Or else, gistriun.
Shalever, Rashi says, Shivrei Chatikah Shalever, broken pieces of lead. Or else the whole Kli Matkes, any metal Kli, Harei Zeh Lo Yachzer. You don't have to return them, you have a right to keep them. Ad Sheyitein Ois, until he gives the sign, Oy Ad Sheyitchavin Mishkel Oisov, or until the owner can tell you how much it weighed. So you see, the weight of the Kli is also called a good simen, the weight. So the Marasit makes a diak. Omi the Mishkal heavy simen. If you tell me the weight of a Kli, how much it weighs, it's called a good simen. So then the svar is that midah, you can tell me the measurements of the Kli. Minyan, or you can tell me how many there were, nami heavy simen. That's all the same type of a svara. But even though a person could guess how much it weighs, how many there are, you say, so what? The Maisa is called a good simen, therefore you would have to return it. That's called a good simen. But then the Mishnah says, v'chatikah shabasa. If you find a piece of meat, also re'el l'shlo, you're allowed to keep it. It has no simen. So what's the question? Why? Amai, l'heve mishkel a simen. We just said the weight is called a good simen. So make a simen. If it's a pound, 2 pounds, it should be a simen. And the Gemara b'mishkel b'shavim. So that's a normal piece of meat. Everybody has these types of the pound of meat. A normal way of selling a pound of meat. Rashi says, she'nogu atabochim l'asos chatichas mishkel zeh. All the butchers used to cut up the meat in a pound. So Mela found a find a pound of meat, the pound has no simen. For the Gemara of the Heve Chaticha Gufa Simen, the piece of meat itself, like which part of the animal, should be a simen. E the dafka, is it a piece near the neck? Rashi Supshotim. The dafka, first of all, she says it means tava, near the neck meat, or else it means flankin. By the flankin it means. Right? Or the Gemara says, Oidiyatma, or else by the loyin. Let those nurse say where what part of what piece of meat you lost. That should be a simen. Mila Tanya, didn't we learn? Motzo chaticha is dogim. You find pieces of fish, or else dag noshach, a fish that was bit into. Chayiv l'hachris, you have to return them. There's a simon on these things. So Rashi says the havminer is that there's no real simon upon the fish itself, just that you're able to tell which part of the fish it is. It's a piece of fish. You can tell it's a piece near the head, or it's a piece near the tail. So that's the havminer, that if you know which piece it is, it's called a good simon. There also, the piece of meat also, say if it's a flanken meat or it's a top meat, bottom meat, that should be called a good simen. And weiter, chov yeshoyayin, if somebody finds a barrel of wine, v'shel shemen or of oil, v'shel tfuor of wheat, v'shel gregris or of dried out dates, dried out figs, v'shel zeisim or of olives, harel or shaloi, you're allowed to keep, as these barrels don't have any simonim. But akol ponim, it says in the beginning that pieces of fish you have to return. So what the havamina is, what's the simen on a piece of fish? That you could say, I lost the top piece, I lost the bottom piece. So churba meat also. Say it was the top piece of meat, the bottom piece of meat. So my answer, I'll tell you, hokhava mayaskinon, pidiika simna bepiska. I'll tell you no. That's what it says, a piece of fish you have to return. We're talking about that there's a simen on the piece of fish itself. In the meat itself, there's a simen. Rashi says, it wasn't cut in the normal manner. Therefore, there's a simen on the fish itself. That's why you return it. And kiho de Rabba Barahuna, like Rabba Barahuna, machtech leyat losa karnosa, and when he used to send a piece of meat home, he used to make a simen on the piece of meat itself. He used to cut it out like a triangle on the three corners to have three corners of the piece of meat. So be a simen to his wife that this is the meat that he's really sending him. The kids, if you have a simen in the piece of meat or here in the fish itself, that's called a good simen. But in our Mishnah, where it says that chaticha shel basar, you're allowed to keep, it's talking about cut in a normal manner. There's no simen in the piece of meat itself, therefore you're allowed to keep it. Now, dekanami, there's a proof also that after we say the fish, you have to return. Dekanami diktoni dumi the dag noshach. It says chaticha sa fish, like a fish that was bitten into. So now, if the fish was bitten into, there's a bite on the fish, that's a simen in the piece of meat itself, in the fish itself. Ishmamino, that when it says pieces of fish, it also means not just to have to tell where the piece is, the top or the bottom, but it's cut in a special way that you have the simen in the fish itself. Then you have to return it. But if there's no special simen on the fish or on the meat itself, then the Mishnah says, Harei Elu Shaloi. Oh, Mama, what we just say before, Chov Yeshoyayin, if I find barrels of wine, or else Vishal Shemen, barrels of oil, Vishal Tfuor or of wheat, Vishal Gregas of dried out figs, Vishal Zeifim of oil, olives, Harei Elu Shaloi. For the Gemara, I've got none, we learned later, Kad yayin the kad shemen chayav hachris. You find barrels of wine, a barrel of oil, you have to return them. So it's a stira. Amarav zera, amarav masnisin v'roshim. At the other Mishnah later, it says you have to return it if someone with a simin. V'roshim Rashi says chav yaseim shacheris. It was an earthly barrel.
Hoyu, the gas menoisim magufes cheres. And they used to put a cover on top, also an earthly cover. The shaker and betit, and they would smear it with lime around it to make it tight, and that the smell should not go out. And the Rashi says, "Bimei Shvat and Nisan, when they used to sell it, so the balabatim used to come and break open the seal and taste the wine, and then the chosim esaisimin v'teich betit sov magufa." So that's called roshim. So the kid said there was a simon there where with the way they made the covering, there's a simon, you could tell it's your barrel. So therefore that's called the good simon. Then you have to return it. Here that we say, you don't have to return it, we don't have these simonim on it. It says, Mechlau, the brights of a pesuach, that the brights that it says, you're allowed to keep this somewhere where the barrels are open already. If they're open, then there's no simon about keeping it closed, therefore you're allowed to keep it. For the Gemara, Iba Pesuach, if you tell me now the Brisa is talking about that the barrel of wine was left open, then Aveda Midasi, Pshiti, you're allowed to keep it. It's an Aveda Midas, Rashi learned, because the Shkotzim Ramashim, the ants will come in. So whoever leaves an open barrel in the street, you mean to be mafkrid, you don't want it back anymore. So Vadi, you're allowed to keep it. So actually, you tell me now the Chiddush is, you're allowed to keep it because the owner was Miyayish. Adarabba, it's Aveda Midas. So Marin says, Omra Vaishiya Bimatif. No. Matra says, Sheniach Magufale, Avad, we're talking about you put a cover on top of it. But Vloishaka Batit, you do not smear it down with lime. Therefore, Simon Lekka doesn't have a Simon. Just on a cover doesn't have a Simon. But Avedi Midas Nam Lekka, there's no Avedi Midas. Because the mice is not going to get spoiled. There is the cover over here. So it's not going to get that spoiled. Just the Mishnah that says you have to return, and it's talking about that not just on a cover, but you smear down the cover with tit with lime. Therefore, the way you do it is called a good Simon. Abai says like this, Abai Rama Afilu Taimi Idividi Brashim, could be no. Both the Bryce and Mishnah are both talking about when they used to put the covers on top of the barrel and smear it down with tit. Well, like Kasha, still there's no theory then. Kam Koidim Sheniftuchu Yitzreis. The Mishnah that says they have to return is talking about before they open up the Yitzreis, before the warehouses open up selling all the wine. Then some barrels are closed, some barrels are open. Then it's a simit to say exactly how the covering is. But Khan the Brisa Liyaka Sheniftuchu Yitzreis. After all the warehouses are open already, the pshat is all the barrels were open up already. And all the barrels were stuck down a second time already. They shmeared it down with lime. If so, there's no simon. Everybody does it that way. So therefore, the Brisa says you're allowed to keep it. But the Mishnah is talking about before the season, then some people do it in different ways. Therefore, it's called a simon. Kiho de Rav Yaakov Bar Abba. Ashka chavito de chamra, he found a barrel of wine, liyacha sheniftuchu yitzreis, after the warehouses of wine opened up already. And he wants to know, can he keep it or not? There's no simon on it now. Os lekaim adi abai yomalei, zil shokel anafshecho, you gotta keep it for yourself. Because once the warehouses open up already, everybody has the barrels the same way, therefore there's no simon. Like the Tais says, that Tais learns here that, acha sheniftuchu yitzreis, shebalabayis echod, they all make it the same simon. Because after the warehouses open up, then they all have the same simonim. It's not called the simon how you close it. But before the oitzes open up, then it's a good simon. Boi minei rav bevoi mirav nachman. Mokum have a simon, or lay have a simon. What the shalom we had before? Is mokum called the simon or not? If you find something in a place, and we should say yochid, and there's no simonim on the chayfetz. Just the fact that the owner would come and tell you, I lost something at this place. Is that called a good simon or not? Omalei said back to him to Nisur, we learned like this. Motzachov yishol yayin, if you find a barrel of wine, vishol shemen or of oil, vishol tfuah or of wheat, vishol gregris of dates, figs, vishol zeisim and olives, harel l'shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me your mokim is called a good simon, but l'chura, these things, these big barrels are not thrown around. So if you find them in a place, the place you found is the place where the owner left it there. So if Malkum is a good simon, so how are you allowed to keep these? Let the owner come and say where exactly he lost it. Lichra is Malkum. The person should, the one that found it should say, I found something here. And the owner will come and tell you, yes, I lost something there. I'll tell you what he lost. So it says, we're talking about over here, Hokal Mayaskinon, the rocks of the Nahara. Talking about by the bank, by the river bank. Rashi says, "Vahayayin boliyah v'svina." They used to ship the wine in boats, and Miller came into dock. V'aloichem afanam asvina manichem al svas hanor. V'noisem achatachas apom shishoichach. There, the people have to travel with the barrel of wine. There, at Shchiyah, people will forget the barrel of wine there. Since so, here the barrel of wine, mokum, would not be a simen, because a lot of people left their barrels over there. There it's not called a good simen. Here it's a real shalai. If you found your barrel of wine by the dock, so then we say a lot of people lose their barrels there. There you can't bring a simen. So if there's no simen in the actual barrel itself just for the mokum, that's not called a simen. Omar Rav Mori, my taimo, Omar Rabbonin, raks to the nahar lehavi simen. What's the reason why the Rabbonin said raks to the nahar by the bank, by the dock? It's not called a simen. The Amrina, like what we say, ki heicha the Yisra'am l'didoch, Yisra'am anam l'chavroch, the same way you forgot your barrel of wine there, the same way your friend also forgot his barrel of wine. So in other words, they're saying a reason. In other words, that's a good answer what you're saying. Really, it could be other places the makom is called a good simen. Only by the river, by the bank, by the dock, there it's not called a good simen. Because there are a lot of people forget their barrels of wine there. But Ika the Amri, something a little bit different. Ika the Amri, that Omar Rav Mori, he's saying Lakasha, that my time, Omar Rabbonin, Mokum Lehevi Simin, he says no. What's the reason, what's the sword to say Mokum should not be a good Simin? The Armina we say, the Armina Le, we say to the owner like, Ki Hecho the Yisram of the Lidoch, Hai Mokum, the same way you lost your object in this place, it could be Yisram Minam Lechavruch, Hai Mokum, that somebody else also lost his thing there. So in other words, it's not only a svar and raksid and horror, the svar all over. That really, that's the svar to say, mokum is lehavi simen. The fact you lost the chepitz in one place, that's not a proof it's yours. For the same way you lost it there, maybe somebody else also lost his object there. The same thing. Therefore, mokum will not be a simen. Now the Gemara says, who garbo, there was a man, the ashkach kufra be'matzarta. He found some kufra. Kufra is usually tar, which is zephes. Dove shame by simen. He found some tar that has no simen on it. By the press. Osla came with the Rav. Came to Rav. Omalei, so Rav told him, Zil shokol nashecho. You're allowed to take it for yourself. Keep it. Like sure the owner was miyayish already. You're allowed to keep it. Chazia, Rav saw though, they have become a chasem. The guy was hesitant. He didn't want to take it. Omalei, so the Rav said back to him a second time, Zil pluglei lechia bri minei. If you want to then, you give my own son half of it. And he told him how strongly he holds that it's muta, that if you don't want to take it, I'll give it to my own son. So according to Gemara says, Lema Kasov Rav, let's say Rav holds Mokum Lehevi Simen, that Rav holds Mokum is not called a good Simen. Like even though this Kufra, this Tar, doesn't have any Simen on it, but Lemaisa, the Mokum, wherever you found it, let that be the Simen. So according to Raya, Rav holds Mokum is not called a good Simen. So Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Abba, Mishum Yish Balam Nogabu. But there's no reason why Rav would say it's muta. Because here Rav knew for sure the owner was Miyayish already. Why? He saw there were reeds growing on it. The kitsa was there a very, very long time. But since it was there a very, very long time, that's for sure the owner was Miyayish already. Mokum is a question if you find something in a place, it's new, fresh. The owner lost it a day or two ago, so if he wasn't Miyayish yet, you have to return it to him. If you see something's there a long time, like it's getting, reeds are growing there already, and therefore that's a proof that it was lost a long time already, then for sure we say the owner was Miyayish already. Therefore, we let it keep it. If you find something that's ratty, that has rust on it already, the chori will be allowed to keep it. If you have a proof to say it was there a very long time already, so most probably the owner was Miyayish already. Right, so if you find something a year old there, Mustami will allowed to keep it already. We have Yishim ben Elazar Oimer in the Mishnah. It says what? Kol Kli An Purya Ein Chayav Lachas. You don't have to return it. A Kli An Purya says you don't have to return. So Gemara says now, Mai An Purya. What does it mean a Kli An Purya? Some Rav Yudah Mashmuel Kalim Chadosh, it means new Kalim. You bought a new pot. Shalai Shav Sanayin, that you don't really recognize. It means your eye was not satisfied with it yet. It means you didn't see it a lot yet. So you don't even have a good Tfiyah sign. You can't even recognize it so much. Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? If it has a simin, it's something abnormal, it's red, it has something special to it. Kilai Shav Sanayin, my heavy. Even though you can't recognize it that much, so what? But you have a simin, you'll be able to tell it has a red streep on it. If there's no simen on it, if so, kishavs nai my heavy. Even if the owner saw it a lot and could recognize it now, but so what? What does recognizing mean? How can you prove it's yours though? So Mara says, yes. L'yerlim, we're talking about the lesbos simen. It's a normal kli that has no simen on it. So then, nafkamina, what's the difference whether it's a kli on puri or not? Mashmona, because it's new, you don't return it. But if it'd be a little bit old already, that the owner would be able to have a tviya sign and recognize it, then we would return it. So Mara says, yes, it's nafkamina, lihadur l'tsurma rabbonin. Such a kli you would return if the owner is a Tzurim Rabbanan and a Talmud Chacham. In other words, if he says he recognizes it, there is a simen of recognizing it. If the owner could say, I recognize my kli, even though I don't have a simen, But just I can recognize it if we trust you. If we say you're not lying, that's called a good simon. Just a regular person, we're afraid he's lying. Even though he doesn't recognize it, he'll still say he recognizes it. But a Talmud Chachma doesn't lie, Tim will allow to return it. If the owner already saw it a lot, that he has it, he could recognize it. Kim le begavayu, he knows it. Umadrina le give it to him. Kila shos nayim, a bit of it's a new kli that wasn't used that much. The owner himself doesn't recognize it so much. Le kim le begavayu, the owner doesn't recognize it so much. Le madrina le, then we don't return it. Now the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, bahani tlasimila, these three things avidi rabbanan de mishani bimalayu. Now there's only three things that the Talmud Chacham have right to say a white lie. He could say different, but everything else he doesn't lie. So therefore, if you want to return an aveda to him, and he'll tell you, I recognize this is my pot, Savad, you have a right to believe him. Because there is such a simon of recognizing your own thing. If we're not afraid you're a liar, we could return it to you. So Talmud Chacham only has the right to mishana and say white lies in three cases. B'mesechta, about learning. Rashi says, if somebody asks you, do you know clear mesechta above mitziyah? So even though you know it, mishaniva, you're allowed to say, I don't know it. You're allowed to answer back and say, no, I don't know it. U'v'puriyah, Rashi says, shima shuv mitasecha. The man asked you, did you live with your wife last night? So you're allowed to say no, even though you did, mishra midas nias, you're allowed to lie. Over yeshpiza, about eating. So Rashi says, shaluhu al yeshpiza. Somebody asked you, listen, I know you just went to Chaim to eat last night. Was he nice to you? And kibla b'sayf upon him yafas. Did he serve you nice? For yom alav, you're allowed to answer back, no, he didn't do such a good job. He didn't serve me so nicely. Why? Midah toiv, it's a good midah. Kadesh lo yikotsu bay b'nei yadim sheinu magonim. Because if your son give a name out, oh, he's great. He gives the best food. He acts so nice. So people that are not so nice will take advantage and go there. And it's not so nice. Therefore, you're allowed to lie and say to people that are not so nice that he doesn't do such a good job. Therefore, people won't run to him. Or the yichlas amayna, he'll use up all his money. Chassan. So in such a case, also, you're allowed to lie. These are the three cases that Talmud Chacham say a white lie. Avada first will also do the same way, right? Just means Talmud Chacham only changes in these three places, no place else. A normal person changes other places also. He's not supposed to. That means that Talmud Chacham, he only said lies in these three places, no place else. Therefore, you're allowed to give back an aveda to him. Yeah. Bar says, "My nafkamino, ama mazutra la durle vedosta v'tvi asayin." Oh, like Mar says now, what's nafkamino? They only lie in these three things. If we can return an aveda to such a person, that means e yadin and vei. If we know about this person, deloy mishani yela bahani tlas. He only lies about these three questions. Then madrinale. Then he's still calling a Talmud Chacham. We could return it to him. All right, turn over.